You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hi, good morning. Welcome in. We are the Out of Bounds Show, ESPN 105.9 The Zone. And I do need to let you know that the Gear Wrench 18-wheeler truck is now on site here at the Napa Auto Parts Store in Richland, Mississippi, Highway 49 South. And they'll have big discounts on the Gear Wrench tools today, along with providing lunch, but they've got deals on Milwaukee tools and tools and equipment throughout the store. Napa Auto Parts Store, Highway 49 South in Richland, Mississippi. Want to thank Reggie Sims for hosting us. They own seven of them in the area, and hopefully we'll do remotes from all seven at some point. This is ESPN 105.9 The Zone. I'm your host, Bo Bounds. And our guests join us on the Farm Bureau Insurance Guest Line. We've been talking about John Calipari and Big Blue Nation and the Cats and what they're doing and not doing for the last few days. Of course, I was up at Humphrey Coliseum, a month and change, when Kentucky and Mississippi State went at it. Hell of a ball game. Josh Hubbard, Reed Shepherd put on a show, a clinic, that afternoon, and Kentucky got the best of Mississippi State after the Dogs were up by like 13, I think, at one point. But the Cats get bounced by Oakland, not from San Francisco, from Michigan, and they're going to run it back again, I think, because of the 33 plus million, and Cal will be the coach again this coming year. So we thought it'd be a good time to welcome in Tristan Ferris. He's with the Sea of Blue, Kentucky Hoops insider. And Tristan Ferris, good morning. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing pretty good. How about you, Bo?
I'm doing well, man. Were you surprised? All right. Once Kentucky got bounced by Oakland and everybody freaked out, including Big Blue Nation, and this played out for a couple of days, and now, you know, we found out through Mitch Barnhart and Cal that he's coming back. Barnhart does not sound fired up about it, but he's the one that did the contract and bid against himself, but we'll get into that in a minute. Were you surprised that Cal is coming back for another year?
Does it surprise me? No. I know the knee-jerk reaction, obviously, after losing to Oakland is we got to get him gone. We've only won one NCAA tournament game in the last 4 years. That's not acceptable at a place like Kentucky. But no, I mean, like you mentioned, the $33 million buyout. It wasn't just that. You have to pay $10 million to buy out another coach that's worthy of that position and then pay them a pretty hefty salary too. So it was honestly probably a $50 million decision, and there's just not somebody out there right now that, in that candidate pool that's a surefire yes.
I agree with that. So Mitch Barnhart is the athletic director at Kentucky. Obviously, Calipari, the longtime basketball coach. You mentioned not winning enough games in March, which is all Kentucky really cares about, as they should. And we're visiting with Tristan Ferris on the Out of Bounds show and the Farm Bureau Insurance guest line. Tristan, do you think that Mitch Barnhart is kicking himself for giving Cal that last contract when Cal wasn't hot with the NBA anymore, and he really kind of bid against himself and gave Cal almost a lifetime contract, Tristan?
I do think he kind of regrets it looking back on it, but at that time you got to consider that was 2019. They had just come off of a tough loss against Auburn. That they almost went to the Final Four as overtime loss. So from 2009 to 2019, that 10-year stretch, he won a national title, went to four Final Fours. I'm sorry, I'm losing my voice.
It's all good. I do it all the time.
Went to four Final Fours. And I mean, still now he's up there and top NCAA tournament wins. So at that time, it wasn't a bad idea. He kind of used a job opening at UCLA against him, against Mitch, to kind of get that contract going. And like I said, looking back on it, yeah, it's a terrible contract, but at that time, a lot of people would have been frustrated at Barnhart for not meeting that contract.
No, that makes sense. Okay. Tristan Ferris, Big Blue Nation insider on the Out of Bounds show. John Calipari's coming back for another year. But Barnhart and Cal don't get along at all, do they?
They have some personal differences. Obviously, they aren't best friends. I don't think that's a secret or anything like that. But they do have to have some type of working relationship, and that relationship has been lacking the last few years. I know Dwayne Peavy, who's now the athletic director at DePaul, was kind of the intermediary between the two. He was kind of the communication man and got them to see eye to eye on a lot of things. And he left in 2019 or 2020. So the relationship has definitely taken a step back since then. But I think for this next year, they kind of had a meeting yesterday afternoon, got on better footing, and so we'll see how it goes.
Okay. Well, here's what we know. And Jackson, my producer, and I were talking about this 20 minutes ago, and we're visiting with Tristan Ferris, Big Blue Nation, Kentucky insider. Y'all are always going to be able to get players, and Cal definitely knows how to get players. So Jay Wright, former Villanova coach with two national championships, I'm sure you saw this, Tristan, over the weekend, said, hey, look, Cal's got to change his approach. He can't just go with freshmen, even though they're phenoms, like Shepard and Dillingham and all these dudes. And he's got to mix in some 22- and 23-year-olds from the portal. So do you believe that Calipari and his staff, depending on who's staying, will be able to pivot and kind of find the right blend of veterans and younger guys to going forward? Tristan?
So one thing to consider on that is I know this year Kentucky was very heavily reliant on freshmen. But if you look back at the Kentucky rosters probably the last 2 years, you had Oscar Tshiebwe, you had Jacob Toppin, Davion. You had a lot of transfers, a lot of older guys, and that didn't really pan out either. So the last 3 years, he's kind of put himself in a position where he bet on transfers, and that didn't really work out. And then this past year, he kind of bet on the freshmen again, and that didn't really work out. I think he's got to find a balance somewhere in the middle. Obviously, Calipari is always going to be able to recruit the freshmen and sell the NBA. So I think he's going to have to get – 2, 3, maybe 4, depending on the – he's got 6 coming in. But I think if he were to stay at Kentucky, have a successful season, which a lot is on the line next year, kind of the blend is having 2, 3 elite freshmen and then having some transfers. But recruiting those transfers is a little bit of a different thing because a lot of time it comes down to NIL. And Kentucky does have a lot of NIL money, so I believe they'll be able to recruit the guys that they want. But you also got to find the best fit. And I think if you look at Arkansas, who reaches out to everybody that enters the portal, it's worked out for them some. And then this past year, it was boom or bust, and they had so much talent, and it never really unfolded and came together.
I have to tell you about this game-changing product I used before a night out with drinks. It's called Z-Biotics. Every time I have a Z-Biotics before I drink, I notice a difference the next day. Even after a night out. For example, when we smash steaks and drink bourbon and so on, I do it without worry because of Z-Biotics. You should too. Go to zbiotics.com/OOB to get 15% off your first order when you use OOB at checkout. Z-Biotics is backed with 100% money-back guarantee, so if you're unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked. Remember to head to zbiotics.com/OOB and use the code OOB at checkout for 15% off. Thank you, Z-Biotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times. Cheers.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, fair enough. I remember Shibuy and those teams. So, and he was a transfer from West Virginia. Maybe the you know, the common theme here is it's Cal, and can he adjust some of what he's doing offensively? Y'all looked great this year, but you lost your defense, your defensive intensity, and they were talking. Who was it that said? Who's the guy on ESPN that said Swaggy Cal doesn't work anymore, Tristan?
Seth Greenberg.
Yes.
And that is Cal's, in terms of media people, that is one of Cal's closest friends. So that means a lot coming from Seth and kind of pointing out what's going on with Cal. So that comment kind of struck a lot of people by surprise.
Okay, for our listeners, I didn't frame that up well. Seth Greenberg has been on ESPN forever. He's the older bald guy. That's a lot of times by Jay Billis in studio. He used to be the Virginia Tech coach and realized that TV money was better than getting fired in college basketball. And he's a personality, not as big as Dickie V or Frank McGuire. But and Tristan was talking about how Seth and Cal are very close. And over the weekend, he said, Swaggy Cal. In other words, I'm cool. I know how to wear Nikes. I wear my $10,000 suits. And my, you know, awesome Rolexes and so on. But, you know, maybe he goes a little soft on the players and so on. You know, can he pivot at 60 years old, worth $150 million, all this stuff, and really start to, I guess, coach a different way? Maybe the way he coached years ago. This is going to be fascinating. Now, how many – you said y'all have six – Kentucky basketball has six freshmen coming in, Tristan?
It's five or six. There's Billy Richmond, Carter Knox, Santo Cyril, Jaden Clayton, Travis Perry. So there's five, and I may be missing one. So there's at least five coming in. And then obviously you have some guys that can return. But it wouldn't surprise me to see one or two decommitments from that. I know there's been rumors of that kind of circling between a few of them, not just because of what's happened with Kentucky losing to Oakland or anything like that, but kind of – And college basketball, it's kind of you used to be able to pledge, and once you signed your agreement, everything, you were going to that school. And I think the last few years, the NIL and different avenues of making money, you've kind of seen people decommit. It's just not as surefire commitment anymore. So you could see you lose a player or two out of the freshman class.
Okay, well, Tristan, Mississippi State and Jans and Ole Miss and Beard. We'll be happy to take one each from your recruiting class. Okay,
I'll trade. So we'll trade you for Hubbard.
Well, I can't do that. I can't now. That I can't do that because this state, the Mississippi State fans in this state are crazy over Josh Hubbard. How much fun was it that game, Tristan, to watch Josh Hubbard and Reed Shepard go at it as true freshmen?
Oh, that was great. I know Hubbard. I wish it was kind of Hubbard was kind of like your guys as Rob Dillingham was kind of how he went to that game. Looking at him, he was all electric. And so that was, just dropping bombs after bombs down the stretch and almost getting them to go to overtime. And I would have hated to play him in overtime as hard as he was. But Reed Shepard, just that was pretty cool seeing Kentucky kid step up late and make that game winner.
Yeah, he's so good. He's going to the NBA, Tristan?
It'd be hard for him not to. He's going to make a lot of money in the NBA, and I know Kentucky fans across the state are hoping that he makes a return, right. But I just don't see that happening just because his draft stock is so high, and it is pretty cool to see a kid from Eastern Kentucky, because Kentucky doesn't develop a lot of athletes like that, and so when they develop not just a really good college basketball player, but a lottery pick, it's pretty exciting for them.
That's awesome, man. He is so much fun to watch. I know he didn't play well against Oakland, but it happens to every player. And he was great that day. I got to see Hubbard play in person this year. Tristan, I got to see Dalton Connect play live. I got to see Reed Shepard and your other dudes, Reeves and Dillingham. I got to see Auburn play and Bama. I mean, it was just some phenomenal players in the league. We're visiting with Tristan Ferris. He is with the Sea of Blue, Kentucky Hoops Insider. He joins us on the Farm Bureau Insurance guest line. And we are live from Napa Auto Parts, Highway 49 South in Richland, Mississippi. Massive, big tools and equipment sale. And we're having fun here. I don't think I broadcast from Highway 49 South, but the Gear Wrench 18-wheeler truck is here. They're going to be serving lunch today, and big discounts on gear wrench tools and also deals on Milwaukee tools. But tools and equipment will be on sale all over the store, powered by Napa Auto Parts in Richland, Mississippi on Highway 49 South. Tristan, where do you live in Kentucky?
I live in central Kentucky in a small place, called Litchfield, Kentucky. It's probably got about 6,000-7,000 people in it. So it's a little bit of a drive to Lexington, but I make it pretty often. But I actually have some family that just moved to Picayune last year, so we come and visit them pretty often.
Oh, man, that's great. You got some Mississippi in your blood. You got to get some fried catfish, okay? You got to get some crawfish,
sure.
All right? And we'll load you up and some ribs. I mean, we'll have you all set up before you know it. You can come to Starville.
There's some good cooking down there.
Oh, absolutely. Or Oxford. So, how many basketball games do you make?
I make the vast majority of the home games. Obviously, there's a few that within my company, I let a few guys go to the games. But I go to a vast majority of the home games. I go to the tournament and postseason games. And the neutral site games are always fun because you kind of get to go visit a new city every once in a while. It's usually Chicago, New York, or Atlanta. But it's always fun to take those little trips and see the Cats play.
Hey, no doubt. I mean, man, starting in the 80s when y'all had Sam Bowie and then Rex Chapman, I remember watching y'all play both at the Hump and SEC basketball tournaments. And then when I tell this story all the time. I'm a good bit older than you, Tristan. I tell this story all the time. When I was in high school and college in the 90s, Patino took the job at Kentucky, and he totally turned the deal, just flipped SEC basketball because he was such a rock star, and you could feel it in the building. He signed Mashburn early, and there was just something about his presence, whether he was at the Hump or Ole Miss or Bama, wherever Kentucky was playing, but the SEC basketball tournament, he owned it, and regardless of where they were, it was like a carnival and a circus when Patino would walk in because he was such a star. And then the way they played was so much fun. I'm trying to think. what's my favorite Kentucky Hoops player? I think it's Mashburn. Yeah. Probably because that was kind of an overlap with high school and college. Have you ever met Mashburn, Jamal Mashburn?
I have not personally met Mashburn. Obviously, there's been a lot of players come through the past few years, but the kind of the Patino teams, they had a 98, 25-year celebration last season. But hopefully in the next decade or so, kind of some of those Patino teams will come back again and make a visit.
Yeah, that's cool. What have you been to Keeneland, the horse track in Lexington?
Oh, for sure, for sure. You can't go to Lexington without going to Keeneland.
Dude, it's like I love that place. You know, I had a bourbon client take me, and they kind of hooked us up, and I fell in love. And it's a beautiful. What is it? It's October and April, I think it is. Tristan, where they,
yep.
That's when they race the horses, right?
Yeah, people, especially football season, you kind of get, there's some weekends in there where you can go watch Kentucky football and then Keeneland, so people love doing that. But I honestly, I think more people prefer Keeneland than obviously Churchill Downs and Louisville. It's just it's a kind of a smaller place. It's a lot more beautiful, more spaced out. But yeah, it's a great time there.
Yeah, your place is better. Churchill's cool, and I get what happens there in May with the Derby, but it's concrete and in the city and so on. The drive up into Keeneland, the fact that y'all tailgate outside, which I think is the coolest thing in the world, and, you know, y'all are out there having cocktails and eating food, and you got beautiful women everywhere, and then it's not even expensive to get in. I think the ticket was $10 your own admission and $20 for VIP. And you got the bourbon bars in there. What an amazing place! And it's immaculate. The grass there doesn't even look real at Keeneland, does it?
Oh, for sure. I would hate to be the grounds crew because I kind of pay for my grass to be mowed.
All right, what else do we need to get to here? Kentucky was bounced. Cal's coming back. Auburn was bounced. Tennessee and Bama are in it. Who do you like better out of those two to advance, Tristan?
As much as I hate to say it, Tennessee, I just think they're a more rounded team than Alabama. Alabama kind of had the same problem Kentucky did. They can't play great defense. And at some point, you kind of set yourself for an upset if you can't play defense, especially if you're not hitting shots. And Alabama being so reliant on the three, they could make 15, they could make 5. You just never know. I don't necessarily love Tennessee either just because they're so reliant on Dalton Connect. But between the two teams, I think Tennessee is the better one.
All right. We'll leave it there. Hey, tell our listeners where they can find you on Twitter and so on, Tristan.
Yeah, guys. You guys can catch me on Twitter. It's Tristan Uda, TristanUda, or you can catch my work on I See a Blue or Kentucky Insider, and I appreciate you guys for having me.
Tristan, thank you, buddy. I like following you on Twitter. Keep up the good work. Man, you're covering an iconic program. And that's got to be a ton of fun. Be good, buddy. Thanks.
Thank you. You guys have a good one.
All right. Tristan Ferris on the Out of Bounds Show, the Farm Bureau Insurance Guest Line. Bundle your car and home and save with your local Farm Bureau insurance agent. All right. So that was good. Jackson Meadows, I hope you enjoyed that. Kentucky's bringing back Calipari. They would have owed him $33-plus million if he didn't take another job, or for as long as he didn't take another job. Now, I do want to say this. The one thing that Mitch Barnhart, the AD at Kentucky, had in his back pocket is, unlike Jimbo Fisher's buyout, where A&M had to write a mass, like half of it, in the first, whatever, 30, 60, 90 days, is they could have, let's see, I think it was the buyout was structured all the way through 2029 in monthly installments. So while I still know it's a lot of money, Big Blue Nation private money would not have had to, you know, pay, let's just say, 16 plus million or so within 30, 60, 90 days. So I think that's why Mitch Barnhart did think long and hard about making a change. But as Jackson Meadows said in about 20 minutes ago, he said, look, I understand their frustration, but they're going to get players. He's proven he can win. And over a 10-year stretch, he went to 4 Final Fours So that's a tough, you know, you got to balance both. But since 2019, they haven't really done a lot in the NCAA tournament. Don't forget that 2020, it was canceled because of COVID. All right, we're live from the Napa Auto Parts Store, Highway 49 South in Richland, Mississippi. The Gear Wrench 18-wheeler is here. It's cool. We may go ride around today in that. And they've got big discounts on Gear Wrench tools. And then all their tools and equipment will be on sale here today at the Napa Auto Parts Store, Highway 49 South in Richland. This is good for technicians and mechanics. Also, the Milwaukee Tools deals with free batteries will be available while supplies last. And then the Altel Diagnostic Rep will be on site offering advice, tips, and discounts. And that is for technicians and mechanics in the community. And Altel is the best and most used diagnostic tool in the market. So the Altel Diagnostic Rep will be here at the Napa Auto Parts Store in Richland, Mississippi, Highway 49 South. We're going to go to Texas at 8:30, and we are going to welcome in, and I don't know how to say this guy's last name, Joey Ikes. He is a Dallas Cowboys insider, and he posted on Twitter yesterday everything that Jerry and Stephen Jones are involved in as far as all their other businesses and all the money that they're investing into these other businesses and why they're not going to invest in the Dallas Cowboys. They'd rather invest in oil and energy and gas and so on. I thought it was a fascinating read. I'll tell you more about it on the other side. I want to thank Reggie Sims and the team here today for hosting us here at the Napa Auto Parts Store right here, Highway 49 South in Richland, Mississippi. You're listening to ESPN Radio.